you're supposed to be cooling.
Hey, is Felipe available?
No, he's not. Could I leave a message?
Sure, yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
You got a pen?
Yeah.
All right, my name is Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N.
Okay.
And I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is spelled C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line here is 858-779-0931. And it's just regarding, you could just jot down business financing. I'm just following up. He was actually in touch with one of our agents a little earlier this year. I just wanted to circle back, see what kind of business needs you guys have that we can help with.
Okay.
Does Felipe have like a controller or CFO or somebody that handles any of the financial stuff around, or is it kind of just him?
Well, we're pretty small, so yeah, I'd probably be him.
Yeah, no worries. Do you expect him back in later today?
No. Well, he just pops in every once in a while, but
gotcha.
It's kind of random.
Gotcha. Is there a good email I could reach him at? I think we had it at some point, but it somehow disappeared.
I don't even think he has one. He's pretty old. He doesn't,
old school.
Up with technology. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I have some notes that we had previously communicated with email. I don't know. It's okay. I can always follow up later. Do you expect him in tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I don't really know. He literally comes in. He usually comes in every day, but he just kind of pops in and it's kind of random.
You never know when, huh?
Yeah.
The life of a business owner, right?
Yeah, really.
No worries. Well, maybe you can just kind of lead me in the right direction. I'm sorry, man. What is your name again?
My name's Mike.
Mike. Do you know by chance if Felipe is looking to bring on any new equipment for the business, maybe for the summer or anytime later this year?
Probably not. We're actually, I think he's kind of more towards kind of giving it up rather than pressing forward. He's kind of, I think, maybe trying to sell it, or he's been talking about it for the last couple of years. But
okay, you mentioned
yeah,
go ahead.
We don't really know how much longer we'll be here, but
oh, interesting. So you mentioned he's a little bit older. Maybe he's looking to retire or something. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. He always talks about how he's tired, so.
Well, if he does, he deserves it. I'm sure he's been doing that for a long time, so.
Oh, yeah, he's a real hard-working guy.
That's cool. Do you guys have any offers from any company trying to buy it out, or?
Well, he did for a while, and then he decided, well, he said, you know, I guess I'll go for a couple more years, and then after that's up, I couldn't see him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's addicting, man. It's hard to walk away from all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think you've been doing it for so long. It's like your pride and joy, you know.
Yeah, he's talked about it for a while about wanting to you know, kind of, but that every time when it comes down to it, we'll go for a couple more years.
He doesn't want to let it go.
Yeah, so I don't know.
How's business over there for you guys? You've been pretty busy for the summer.
Yeah, we're usually pretty steady. We don't have we used to have a kind of pretty big fluctuations in the busy season, but it's been kind of steadied out. It's never really too busy, but we're never really dead slow either, so
that
works
good.
Out.
So it's like pretty consistent.
Yeah, for the most part.
What do you guys do exactly? Is there something that you guys like specialize in?
We just basically we cool. We charge different companies to store and cool their product, and then we whenever they get an order from a customer, we'll load it on the truck, and then they'll take it to wherever it's going.
Gotcha. So do you guys do the trucking and stuff too, or do they? You guys have a partner or something you use?
No. We basically just do the cooling and storage. That's what we charge on, and then the customer or the sales will usually hire the freight. Most of the time, it's either the sales or sometimes the customer. They request, you know, a truck or something. But I don't think we've ever handled any of the freight or anything like that.
Gotcha. And do you guys store, is it like just food or what kind of stuff do you guys store?
It's basically just raw produce, vegetables,
raw produce.
Mostly broccoli.
Gotcha. Why broccoli? Is that like a local thing or?
Yeah, in this area there's a lot of it. There's a lot of broccoli. There's a lot of strawberries, but we don't do any of that. We don't have any berry growers, so.
Gotcha. What about like beverage, like wine or anything like that? Because I know there's like some wineries vineyards in that area, kind of, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of wineries. I don't think we've never done anything like that. We've had a couple companies call us and ask if we could store some. I don't know if it was barrels of actual wine or if it was crates of grapes or something. But I know that first there's all these food safety different regulations. I know there's certain things we can and can't do, and
you gotta have special licensing and stuff like that
for
certain things.
Like, meat and stuff, and we're like, I don't think we can even do that.
I gotcha. Sounds like a pretty cool business to be in. No pun intended.
Not bad.
but yeah. Well, hey, Mike, I won't take any more of your time, man. I appreciate all the information, and maybe I'll follow up with you guys tomorrow and maybe catch Felipe in there at the right time. So,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon, okay?
No problem.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
You're welcome. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.